Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. I had a really interesting question sent in to me by John M yesterday, on the Instagram page, asking me to go through the Penrith Panthers team from 2021 and have a look at the Parramatta Eels team that last won their premiership in 1986 and pick a best 13 out of those two sides. I'm going to do it live in front of you guys. I've got both team lists up. You might want to go through and have a go at it yourself. Obviously, for the younger audience, a lot of them wouldn't know too many of these Parramatta Eels in the 86 side. Obviously, this was 5 or 6 years before I was born as well, but I've obviously gone back and watched a lot of these and everything in the business and work that I do. So if I was to pick my fullback, the two options are Dylan Edwards from the Panthers and Paul Taylor from the Parramatta Eels. Definitely leaning towards Dylan Edwards. Paul Taylor didn't play any representative football or anything like that. Spent a bit of time over in England as well. Played a fair whack of games for the Parramatta Eels, 160 odd games, scoring 31 tries. Played the last year of his NRL career at the Penrith Panthers as well. But for me, I think I have to go with Dylan Edwards here. It should be noted, though, that Paul Taylor, he was the fullback in 81, 82, 83, 84, all those premierships that they went to. So definitely played a crucial role in all of those seasons, no doubt about that. It's interesting, start of his career, he actually did start as a back rower as well and then ended up at fullback, so pretty wild there. I'm going to go with Dylan Edwards as my fullback, though, from those two. Wingers, I need to pick two, and I've got four names: Stephen Crichton, Brian To'o, Mick Delroy, and Eric Groth Sr. For me, Eric Groth Sr., he is the best out of all of those, so he walks into this side on the wing. I've then got Mick Delroy, Stephen Crichton, and Brian To'o. I think it comes down to the two Panthers there, Stephen Crichton or Brian To'o. I'm going to go for Brian To'o. So I've got Dylan Edwards at fullback, Eric Groth on one wing, and Brian To'o on the other wing. Centers, really interesting here. I've got Matt Burton and Paul Momorowski, and then I've got Mick Cronin and Steve Eller. As good as Burton, he had a fantastic season, was Dally M Centre of the Year last year. Momorowski, he's obviously not going to get a bait in this side, but you couldn't possibly go past the two Parramatta Eels geniuses. Mick Cronin, the Gerringong legend, goal kicker, played for the Kangaroos, did it all, and Steve Eller, one of the very famous Ellers that went through rugby league and rugby union, one of the most talented, one of the most naturally gifted players we've probably ever seen, Steve Eller. So the Parramatta Eels boys, they win the vast majority of the back line, 3 out of 5 spots. Mick Cronin and Steve Eller in the centres with Eric Groth on the wing, but Dylan Edwards, he won the fullback jersey, and Brian To'o on the other sting. As far as the halves go, Nathan Cleary and Jerome Luai, they won a premiership last year, lost it the year before, both very talented players, but you could not possibly put them in the same category as Peter Sterling and Brett Kenny. It is interesting, the last time a halves pairing started in 3 grand finals in a row was Brett Kenny and Peter Sterling. Nathan Cleary and Jerome Luai will be the first guys to do it since them 40 odd years ago, so pretty crazy there. But Brett Kenny and Peter Sterling, I personally think both could and probably should be immortal. So it is an absolute landslide there. We put up that post about the 40 years since Haas Herring started three grand finals in a row, and people got very, very butthurt commenting about how could you say they're as good as Stirling and Kenny. Never said that. That would be ludicrous. Make sure you read posts. Don't just get weirdly emotional over nothing. So Peter Stirling and Brett Kenny, they absolutely shit in there, taking spots over Nathan Cleary and Jerome Luai. Now the forward pack, this is where it gets really interesting for me. We'll start with the front rowers. We've got Mark Laurie and Ray Price from 1986, and then Moses Leota and James Fisher-Harris in the front row. For me, Ray Price, he's the first one picked here, the captain of the 86 side, Mr. Perpetual Motion. He was an absolute freak, Ray Price, a true leader of men. And then I'm going to pair him up with James Fisher-Harris from the current Panthers side. I'm a huge James Fisher-Harris fan. The hooker.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Two options. We've got John Muggleton from the 1986 Parramatta side. Obviously played, he played a handful of State of Origin games. Two games for New South Wales in 1982. Played for the Parramatta Eels 114 occasions, featured in a lot of those premiership victories, obviously. But for me, I think it has to be Api Kurosawa. Won a comp in 2014. Backed it up with a premiership win last year and a grand final loss the year before. Very, very talented footballer, Api. And I probably think this is the position and that has probably changed the most over the years, especially back then. There was a real shift after, probably about 10 years after the Parramatta Eels won these comps, sort of early 90s. It went from that Royce Simmons to that Steve Walters sort of role. So for me, has to be Api Kurosawa. Very, very different sort of footballers, but I would have to go with Api there. We're getting into the back row for the Parramatta Eels. Terry Liebeater and Michael Mosley. For the Penrith Panthers, they had Liam Martin and Kurt Cape. Well, Viliami Kikau, of course, started on the bench, so we will include him. For me, I think I have to go with the Penrith boys here. Terry Liebeater, a very solid player. Didn't play a heap of rep footy or anything like that. In fact, didn't play any rep footy. And not an overly notable name for me. Michael Mosley played 92 first grade games for the Parramatta Eels. Never played rep football either. So I think I'd have to go for, I think Kikau, he would be my first pick. And then out of Liam Martin and Kurt Cape, well, I'll let you decide which way you go there. But I would have them on top of the Parramatta boys from 86. This is where it gets really interesting too. The 13 jersey, Isaiah Yeo, is one of the best players in our competition as it stands right now. The 13 back then was Jeff Bugden. Tough as nails, Jeff Bugden. Scored a try in the 83 grand final, I think it was. Really important one. I actually used to holiday up at a caravan park when I was a kid, and Jeff was actually a couple of caravans down. So champion fella. His young bloke Will went on to play a bit of footy up there in the Queensland Cup or whatnot. Retired because of concussions a few years ago. A family that is tough as nails. But yeah, Jeff Bugden, very, very strong footballer, but unfortunately I think I would have to go Isaiah Yeo from the current side. So I'll go through it now. The team that I selected, Dylan Edwards at fullback. I would have Brian To'o on one wing with Eric Groth on the other wing. My centres would be from the 86 Parramatta Eels side, the great Mick Cronin and Steve Eller. They would be partnered up with all of the Parramatta halves, Brett Kenny and Peter Stirling. I would then only have one forward from the 86 Parramatta team, Mr. Perpetual Motion, Ray Price in the front row, partnered up with James Fisher-Harris. Api Kurosawa at nine. Then I would have Kurt Capewell with either Liam Martin or... then I would have Viliami Kikau in the back row with either Kurt Capewell or Liam Martin. Probably lean towards Liam Martin, to be honest with you. And then Isaiah Yeo in jersey 13. That would be my best 13 out of the last two premiership-winning sides from the Penrith Panthers and the Parramatta Eels. Let me know if you would make any changes to my side. If you think I've undervalued someone, maybe one of these Parramatta Eels forwards. I don't think I have, to be honest with you. But let me know if you would have picked anyone different. I'm interested to see if anyone would have picked Stephen Crichton or maybe a Matt Burton in their side. But personally, I don't think you could possibly leave out Mick Cronin, Steve Eller, or Eric Groth. Let me know your thoughts, though. Very keen to hear which team you would have selected and where you think I made a mistake or where you think I got it right.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.